Texte numéro 108. The British are not too lazy to learn foreign languages, app entrepreneur says. The multimillionaire founder of the world's biggest language learning app, Duolingo, says millions of Britons have started learning Ukrainian and Korean, as well as native tongues such as Welsh and Scottish Gaelic. Luis von Ahn, creator of Duolingo, dismissed claims that the British cannot be bothered to learn foreign languages, despite plummeting numbers taking the subjects at school and university. Instead, they are being inspired to try different languages by current events or popular culture waves, such as the love for all things Korean. Duolingo uses bite-sized lessons to teach vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation, and listening skills, with frequent praise to give dopamine hits to users, von Ahn said. Dozens of British universities have adopted his language test to ensure foreign students coming to study in the UK can speak English. This has replaced tests taken in person in their own country and, von Ahn says, will cut down on fraud. He wants the entry test to become a standard way to certify English proficiency, saying, "Other tests require a physical testing centre. Online tests like this are more secure than the physical tests. I grew up in a developing country. Bribery is how the world runs in many of these countries, with people asking friends to sit the test. There's just no way to bribe anybody here over a computer." Referring to the growth in Korean, he said, "It is due to the rise of K-pop and also these Netflix shows that have become very popular. And we saw a sixfold increase in the number of people learning Ukrainian ever since the invasion of Ukraine. In the UK in particular, we're seeing really good uptake of Welsh, Scots Gaelic and Irish. They are some of the fastest growing. Some people are from Wales but never learned when they were children. It means a lot to these people to learn their own language. People do multiple lessons a day, but each chunk is short. One of the things that we're working on is making the chunks even shorter. Because Duolingo grew a lot through millennials, and for them 2.5 minutes was about right for their attention span. We are now finding that for Gen Z, the next generation, 2.5 minutes is a little long. They're used to TikTok with minimum videos of 10 seconds. So we are working on making our lessons shorter. Maybe 30 to 45 seconds. The world has changed." The fastest growing language in 2020 was Welsh, while Japanese was top in 2021. The UK ranks second in the world for those learning Ukrainian. Adapted from CNN, October 2022.